黄浦区2019年高考模拟考英语试卷听力测试现在开始。
Listening Comprehension Section A Directions In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once.After you hear a conversation and question about it, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. 1. Lucky for me, the shopping mall is within walking distance.
But I want to go nowhere without a car.
Question. How did the man plan to go to the shopping mall at first?
2. David, you play the violin so well.
Thank you. In fact, I'm an ordinary amateur, and I just play it for pleasure.
Question. What are they mainly talking about? 3. I thought the newly released movie, which received many positive reviews, must be interesting.
However, it turned out to be the opposite.Am I right?
Question. What does the man think of the movie? 4.
Sir, I'm afraid this is the only room in the hotel available at the moment.
I see. I'll take what I can get. Next time, I'll be sure to call in advance and make a reservation.
Question. What can be most probably inferred about the man?
5. You know, Jessica wants to apply for the position, but I'm afraid she's not really qualified.
What a pity. She seems so bright. Why not train her?
Question. What does the woman suggest?
6. What are we going to do if it rains tomorrow?
We have to count on good weather, but if it does rain...The whole thing will have to be cancelled.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation?
7. How about your assignment?
My computer is infected with a virus and all my efforts are gone.
Question. What does the woman imply?
8.Come on, what are we waiting for?
Safety is the top concern, madam. I can't start the car until you put on your seatbelt.
Question. What does the man probably mean?
9. Miss Green, congratulations on your promotion to a higher position.
Thank you, but I hate having to leave the sales department.
Question.What can we learn from the conversation about the woman?
10. You are taking a course with Professor Brown. What's your impression so far?
To tell you the truth, many students could hardly stay awake in this class without first drinking a couple of coffee.
Question. What does the man imply?
Section B. Directions. In Section B, you will hear one short passage and two longer conversations. After each passage or conversation, you'll be asked several questions. The passage and the conversations will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard.
Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
American businessmen frequently use social situations to make business deals. One of the best examples of this practice is the business lunch. Therefore, Knowing how to conduct yourself at a business lunch is often just as important as the business discussion. For formal business lunches, it is wise to phone at least 24 hours ahead to reserve the table at the restaurant. After you have been seated and given a menu, your waiter will come and ask if you would like to order anything to drink. Nowadays, it is quite acceptable to order mineral water, a soda, or fruit juice, apart from wine or the mixed drink. After that, your waiter will leave you to make your food selection from the menu you have been given. It is the host's responsibility to discover whether or not his guests have any special dietary restrictions. If, however, a host does not do that, a guest should not announce his dietary restrictions to everyone at the table. Instead, he should ask the waiter about the ingredients of any dish in question. He should also have in mind a second dish that he might order, just in case. Usually, the host will allow his guests to order first. Occasionally, a host may collect orders in advance in order to save time.
Now, listen again, please. American businessmen frequently use social situations to make business deals. One of the best examples of this practice is the business lunch. Therefore, knowing how to conduct yourself at a business lunch is often just as important as the business discussion. For formal business lunches, it is wise to phone at least 24 hours ahead to reserve a table at a restaurant. After you have been seated and given a menu, your waiter will come and ask if you would like to order anything to drink. Nowadays, it is quite acceptable to order mineral water, a soda, or fruit juice, apart from wine or mixed drink. After that, your waiter will leave you to make your food selection from the menu you have been given. It is the host's responsibility to discover whether or not his guests have any special dietary restrictions. If, however, a host does not do that, a guest should not announce his dietary restrictions to everyone at the table. Instead, he should ask the waiter about the ingredients of any dish in question. He should also have in mind a second dish that he might order just in case. Usually, the host will allow his guests to order first. Occasionally, a host may collect orders in advance in order to save time.
Question 11. Which of the following is recommended for a formal business lunch according to the passage?
Question 12. After being seated and given the menu, what are you supposed to order first?
Question 13. What should you do if you got any dietary restrictions?
Questions 14 through 16 are based on the following conversation.
Excuse me, I received a letter that I should return the book I checked out back in September. It is called Modern Social Problems, but I'm writing my paper, so I thought I was allowed to keep the book for the whole academic year.
So you signed up for extended borrowing duration?
Yeah.
And we are still asking you to bring the book back?
Uh-huh. Do I really have to?
Well, let me check the computer. The title was Modern Social Problems?
Yeah.
It's been recalled. You can keep it all year round as long as no one else requests it. But someone else has. It looks like one of the professors in the sociology department. So you have to bring it back. You can check it out again when it is returned in a couple of weeks.
What if the professor renews it, and I really need it right now?
All of it? Or is there a certain section or chapter you're working with?
There's one chapter in particular I'm working with.
Well, we normally don't do this, but because of the circumstances, we can photocopy up to one chapter for you. So why not do that for the chapter you're working with right now? And by the time you need the rest of the book, maybe it'll have been returned.
Oh, that will be great. Thank you.
Now, listen again, please.
Excuse me, I received a letter that I should return the book I checked out back in September. It is called Modern Social Problems, but I'm writing my paper, so I thought I was allowed to keep the book for the whole academic year.
So, you signed up for extended borrowing duration?
Yeah.
And we are still asking you to bring the book back?
Uh-huh. Do I really have to?
Well, let me check the computer. The title was Modern Social Problems?
Yeah.
It's been recalled. You can keep it all year round as long as no one else requests it. But someone else has. It looks like one of the professors in the sociology department. So you have to bring it back. You can check it out again when it is returned in a couple of weeks.
What if the professor renews it? And I really need it right now.
All of it? Or is there a certain section or chapter you're working with?
There's one chapter in particular I'm working with.
Well, we normally don't do this, but because of the circumstances, we can photocopy up to one chapter for you. So why not do that for the chapter you're working with right now? And by the time you need the rest of the book, maybe it'll have been returned.
Oh, that will be great. Thank you.
Question 14. How long did the man think he could keep the book?
Question 15. Which of the following statements is true according to the conversation?
Question 16. What does the woman suggest that the man should do? Questions 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation.
This is it. I know that it's smaller than you wanted, but it is one of the nicest apartments in the buildings.
Does it have 3 bedrooms?
No, there were 2. But the master bedroom is quite large. Maybe you could let the children share the larger room, and you and your husband could use the smaller one.
I suppose I could do that.
A 3-bedroom apartment will be difficult to find.
Yes, I know. Actually, the few 3-bedroom apartments that I have found are either extremely expensive or the owner won't like a family with children.
Well, the owner allows 2 children in this apartment.
Aren't you the owner?
No, I'm the manager. My office is on the 1st floor of this building.
Oh, that's nice. Then if anything gets broken...
Just leave a note on my door.
You said that the rent would be $350 a month. Does that include something?
Yes, it includes gas. Your stuff is gas. So, as you can imagine, your other expenses, such as electric and water, are quite inexpensive.
This sounds great. But before I sign a contract, I would like my husband to see it.
Why not stop by with him this evening?
How late are you in your office? He usually doesn't get off work until 5 p.m.
Come by at 6. I will still be there. I'm sure that you were eager to move from the hotel. And if we have paper workout of the way tonight, you can move in tomorrow.
That sounds perfect.
Now listen again, please. This is it. I know that it's smaller than you wanted, but it is one of the nicest apartments in the buildings.
Does it have 3 bedrooms?
No, there were 2. But the master bedroom is quite large. Maybe you could let the children share the larger room, and you and your husband could use the smaller one.
I suppose I could do that.
A 3-bedroom apartment will be difficult to find.
Yes, I know. Actually, the few 3-bedroom apartments that I have found are either extremely expensive or the owner won't like a family with children.
Well, the owner allows 2 children in this apartment.
Aren't you the owner?
No, I'm the manager. My office is on the 1st floor of this building.
Oh, that's nice. Then if anything gets broken...
Just leave a note on my door.
You said that the rent would be $350 a month. Does that include something?
Yes, it includes gas. Your stuff is gas. So, as you can imagine, your other expenses, such as electric and water, are quite inexpensive.
This sounds great. But before I sign a contract, I would like my husband to see it.
Why not stop by with him this evening?
How late are you in your office? He usually doesn't get off work until 5 p.m.
Come by at 6. I will still be there. I'm sure that you were eager to move from the hotel. And if we have paperwork out of the way tonight, you can move in tomorrow.
That sounds perfect.
Question 17. Who is the man in this conversation?
Question 18. Where is the woman living now?
Question 19. Which of the following is not true about the apartment?
Question 20. Why didn't the woman sign a contract right away?
That's the end of the listening comprehension.
英语试卷听力测试到此结束。